All right, Joey Savacci, you said on the Pulp Show that you want to push your level, and if you fall, you're fine with it as long as you're pushing your level, and kind of what happened tonight. You had a good day, qualified well. In one session, you were second in the first one. Didn't count, but second. Yeah. So it was a good day, and everything was going well until in the main event later you went down.
Yeah, I mean, untimed, I think we were second, and then I think fifth and sixth. Yeah. So, like, it was good, you know, but as the track went away and kind of got, like, that slippery, dusty style track, like I struggled a little bit. We chased bike setup a little bit for how it was in the morning, and then obviously as the day went on and the track changed, we kind of went the wrong way. So after the heat race, we made some changes for the main, and yeah, I felt good. A couple little mistakes at the beginning, but yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I could have mailed it in and got eighth because I had a gap behind me, yeah. But like, you know, I want to do better than that, and I feel like I'm at a plateau to where, until I start taking some risks and really trying to be a better racer, mm-hmm. I'm just kind of an outcast, unfortunately. Like, I'm right outside of that group where I want to be, you know, with Dylan and Malcolm and Kenny's, like that group that was right there in front of me. So yeah, it's unfortunate. Got a little off balance in that second set of whoops and thought I was going to be able to ride it out, but just caught an edge there at the end and went down. But yeah,
not the only guy. They caught a lot of guys.
Yeah, they were, honestly, it was they were brutal today. So yeah, I mean, I'm bummed, obviously. Like, I want to do better than 11th, but at the same time, like I said, if had I just rode home and got eighth, like, mm-hmm. and I'd be sitting here right now, yeah, I'd probably be a little less sore and have some less stitches, but I don't know that I would feel that good about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, still a good day when you look at your qualifying and yeah. all that. You were catching Kenny at one point. Yeah. I don't know if he made a mistake or you picked it up, but what I was like, oh hey, he's going after him.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I changed a few lines, started getting a few things a little bit better, but yeah, like I said, it's he was there and the gap was kind of yo-yoing, but I felt like, you know, if I could have just latched onto him and gotten closer or a little closer than I was, like, I felt like maybe we could have tried to get him. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, had I just rode home in eighth, I don't know that I'd feel that pumped about it.
So the table on was easy for you guys, but then off wasn't easy for a lot of guys. They just had to go roll down and then 2-2. I thought you were getting that really good, especially later in the race when other guys were backing out of it. So what was your – how hard was it, and what was sort of this – did you notice that you were, you know, doing pretty good there?
Well, that was kind of like where once I started picking up on that, because I was going on for a little bit, but then I was rolling off, yeah. like you said. And once I started going on and then off, you know, that's kind of when I started catching Kenny. I'm glad that they Dirtworks somewhat listened to us, because like the transition all day in there was borderline dangerous. Like, it was just
what off you mean going on,
yeah, like, yeah, even yeah. when you didn't go onto the tabletop, yeah. and you just went roll table over single, like leaning into that, they decided to build a super kicker off the face of that.
Well, then the three was a super kicker,
exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So like, I'm glad they somewhat listened and put a little bit of dirt in between the transition to make yeah. it mellower, because honestly, come main event time, like, getting off wasn't that hard,
yeah.
and because they had put the dirt in there, it was a little less ruddy, so it wasn't terrible. It definitely was tricky, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, like I said, once I started getting that, I was able to start making up some time on Kenny, and yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's positives to take away from today. Just yeah.
Well, yeah, like you said, I think it was a positive day if I'm looking at it from the outside. So just don't crash next time.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.